This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus. A few months ago, we teamed up with a group of journalism students at the University of Southern California's Annenberg School. We used social media to track down people who were born on past inauguration days so we could ask them how they think America has changed since they came into the world.
I'm Robert Olin Butler. I'm a novelist, short story writer, and I was born actually on the day that Franklin Roosevelt was inaugurated for the last time.
My name is Kira McDonough, and this is my son Ronan Godo.
Hi.
And Ronan is 3 years old and is going to be turning 4 on January 20th.
I'm Larry Sequino. I'm 23 and I live in Santa Monica. I was born on the inauguration day for George H.W. Bush.
Being born on Inauguration Day has felt to me all my life like as if I were born on the 4th of July, a celebration of the hopefulness of a new president.
When we arrived at the hospital and they set me up in my room, I went ahead and we turned on the inauguration, and I was in active labor and watching it.
I went to George W. Bush's second inauguration, so it was like on my 16th birthday. It was through a student group, and then they threw like an inaugural ball afterwards for us, and everyone like sang me happy birthday, so it was really awesome.
Ronan actually came out when the Star Spangled Banner was playing in the room, so we kind of consider it his birth song.
The happenstance of my birthday has really influenced my work in some basic ways. My Pulitzer Prize book was called A Good Send from a Strange Mountain. It's really about all the Vietnamese who came to the United States. And that reassessment of self to become somebody that you were not before in a new land, it was a way for me to see who we are as Americans.
What was a challenge for us was shortly after I found out that I was pregnant, my husband found out that he lost his job, which meant we lost our health care coverage. We had to then pay for COBRA, which cost at least $1,000 a month, if not slightly more.
It was kind of a good time to be born, especially like my dad being a software salesman during the dot-com boom. That's how I ended up in computer science. And everyone needs computer programmers these days. Some of my friends that don't know the computer side of things, I try and convince, like, why don't you just learn computer science? Like, you'll get a job really easily.
Currently, we lose sight of the proportion of things. My own childhood was very much filled with the awareness of the Great Depression. And my own emotions are that we will get through all of this. And I'm continuing to do my part and buy lots of things is a reflection of that.
Hey, Ronan, what do you want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, I want to be a football player.
Too cute. We've got more coverage on the inauguration, including profiles of people born on Inauguration Day, a timeline of notable firsts in inauguration history, collect them all, and a series of essays from authors like Jeffrey Eugenides. It's all at marketplace.org.